Well, the government of Canada says they have a solution to the problem of what to do with all the nuclear waste that's building up in their many reactors. And to get a take on that, we've reached Anne Lindsay, the executive director of the Manitoba Eco Network. Anne, what is the government proposing to do?
What they've done is accepted a recommendation from an organization called the Nuclear Waste Management Organization. This organization was set up by the government after an extensive environmental assessment of the whole concept of burying nuclear waste deep in the Canadian Shield. The environmental assessment panel gave its report to government, and then the government set up this panel to examine the report and to come up with the best, what they wanted was the best solution that they could see stemming from the report. And then this organization went and did a number of other public consultations across the country. Essentially what they're planning is, or what they're proposing, is to move the nuclear waste from the reactor sites where it currently is in short-term storage to a centralized nuclear waste repository somewhere in the Canadian Shield. And that at those particular, whatever site they eventually select for that deep geologic repository, they propose also to build a short-term waste management facility at that site as well, or they say that's a potential, that's a possible thing that they might do. And they also say that they'll build the facility in such a way that at some point, if there are any problems, they plan for ongoing monitoring of the safety of the waste and containment of it, and if there's any problem at some time in the future, that it can be retrievable and presumably placed somewhere else. That, in a nutshell, seems to be what they're planning, and in the short term, they will be embarking on a process to select a site somewhere in Canada for that purpose.
And what is your feeling about this?
Well, I was involved with a citizens group from the early 80s called Concerned Citizens of Manitoba, and we were a grassroots volunteer group, and along with a number of other environmental organizations and grassroots groups across the country, we were very concerned about the concept that Atomic Energy of Canada Limited had put forward for the geological burial of nuclear waste. And we were, in fact, an intervener in the environmental assessment process that took place. I think, in a nutshell, our concerns are around the longevity of the waste. This is incredibly toxic material. It does, radioactivity does eventually break down, but we're talking about half lives in the, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. So really you're talking about a million year problem here to actually break down the material that's there now. The other thing is that early in its life, for the first several hundred years, it's intensely radioactive and therefore really dangerous to handle and to move around. So our concerns were that putting it deep in a hole somewhere, no matter how elegant and advanced the technology, it would be very, very difficult for anybody in current day and age to be able to guarantee that this waste would leak out at some point. And the thing about the Canadian Shield that they discovered when they were doing a lot of research here in Manitoba, actually, we have the big research lab here, was that as soon as you, and hard rock miners know this already, of course, that as soon as you drill deep into the Canadian Shield, water starts to come into your cavity. So water is the single biggest problem with the potential leaking of nuclear waste, because once it gets into water, the underground water eventually finds its way to the surface. And so you're talking about potential contamination of underground water reaching surface waters, and that's a big problem. So we were concerned about whether or not humans could say, yes, we can guarantee a technology to be safe for, let's say, 500,000 years, which seemed, you know, pretty hard to do, given that we haven't really been around that long.
No, we've hardly been civilized for a thousand years.
Mm-hmm. The other part of the thing that we're extremely concerned about, and continue to be actually, is the transportation of the waste, because you're talking about moving large amounts of highly radioactive and toxic material from its current storage spot to some other spot far away, presumably far away. It's doubtful they'll build one of these things sort of anywhere near downtown Toronto, which is, you know, sort of at the area where most of the nuclear power plants are. So talking about taking it out of storage. This is very radioactive material, loading it onto trucks or trains and moving it across the country to someplace. Now, and what we know is that we have basically one highway that crosses the country, at least right. in this part of the world. So those trucks, if they go anywhere west, will have to come down the Trans-Canada and through all the communities that are there, but many communities. Even if it came by rail, it would also be going through many communities, including Winnipeg, because our rail line goes right through the middle of the city. Studies that have been done in the States show that when radioactive shipments go through communities, that there is measurable amount of radiation given off. So if there was ever a necessity for the train to stop, which does happen in Canada with our weather conditions, anybody in that vicinity would have to be far away from the radioactive shipments. Then, of course, there's always the possibility of transportation accidents, which could have fairly catastrophic results. So transporting this material is a big problem, too. So our conclusion as a group, and many of the other groups that were part of a coalition called the Campaign for Nuclear Phase-Out, really felt that there wasn't a safe way to deal with this material, that it was inherently unsafe, and therefore we proposed that Canada cease producing it as the very first step in looking at a safe way to manage the waste that we currently have. And we continue to feel that way. And of course, Canada is hoping, I think, now to build more nuclear reactors. And this is probably why they're very eager to get the waste situation dealt with.
Right. Well, you've scared me a little bit because we've just had a whole series of railway accidents here in British Columbia.
Yes.
We can barely keep these things on the tracks.
Yeah.
And we all know about the highway accidents and the number of trucks that have highway accidents. It seems like every day somewhere in Canada.
Yeah.
So definitely transportation is a big problem. Mm-hmm. And then you've also talked about the possibility that one of our great underground aquifers could end up being poisoned possibly for thousands or hundreds of thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
Another big problem. Mm-hmm. So what do you see in the way of people organizing to oppose this government move, or what is the next step, let's say?
I'm not really sure. I mean, we had a major mobilization around the first, environmental assessment. And by the way, what I should say about that is that it was quite a distinguished panel that was looking at the at this issue in the first place. And they did consider all these concerns. They considered the all the engineering studies and the burial and the transportation. And they also considered the social and economic and ethical issues around burying nuclear waste. And I think it's worth it to say their final report said that doing this underground thing might be technically feasible. They actually said that, you know, they conceivably it could work, noting, you know, there were all kinds of areas that would need to be mitigated to ensure some level of safety. You know, I'm not sure that we necessarily agree with that, and that's true of some other engineers that have looked at it, but it does still seem to be an act of some hubris to think that we can guarantee the safety. But the panel seemed to think that maybe that could be done. But they were very strongly cautious about the degree of social disagreement with the idea and the degree to which Canadians were speaking out against it and really expressing very great discomfort with the whole picture of the nuclear cycle, including the transportation and the waste management. And they actually, therefore, would recommend against it. So there was large mobilization at that time, many groups, many First Nations, many municipalities rallied very strongly to prevent this kind of scenario from ever unfolding. In fact, in Manitoba, so many groups got onto this issue because there was so much concern about it, about the transportation and so on, that we actually had our provincial government pass a law here that said that we can't bury nuclear waste in this province, and it's still on the books. So that's good. It doesn't say that they can't transport nuclear waste across the province, so I think that may still be an issue for Manitobans.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's been a lot of water under the bridge since then. People are looking at different issues. There's a lot more interest in environment in general. I think there's begun to be some small movement to say that, oh, maybe nuclear power is the answer to global climate change. We're very strongly and emphatically insisting that it isn't. It has its own series of problems. But I think there are some that will take that view. So it remains to be seen what kind of level of opposition there will be to the waste management. The thing is, as we know, it's mainly the residents of big cities in Ontario and Quebec that are benefiting, and there's a nuclear power plant in New Brunswick as well, that are benefiting from the nuclear power that's being generated. But it's really very unlikely that the waste will be taken to a community anywhere near those big cities. So we're probably looking at a system of incentives, otherwise known as bribes, to probably remote and probably economically depressed communities, perhaps in northern Ontario, for example, perhaps in northern Saskatchewan, to become the sort of sacrifice zone for the waste dump. So I think that there may be a community out there that says, hey, this is a good idea. We'd like to do it. We can get all kinds of things, new arenas for our kids and money for our community. But then they have to consider what the reaction of the communities along the transportation routes will be. And my guess is that people won't be very thrilled about having the prospect of having nuclear waste come through their communities on a daily basis, because we're talking about a lot of waste.
Well, Anne Lindsay, from the Manitoba Eco Network, I really appreciate your update on this. What is the website for people who want to check into your organization?
Well, Eco Network's website is www.mbeconetwork.org, but they won't find much about nuclear on that website. Our organization is an environmental group that does education about a whole range of different issues. There may be some links there to groups that work on nuclear. I would recommend that people look at the Sierra Club of Canada website, Greenpeace, the Campaign for Nuclear Phase Out, and the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility. Those are all groups that have quite extensive materials on nuclear power and nuclear waste. And also on this issue of whether or not nuclear power can solve the problem of greenhouse gas emissions for Canada, the Pembina Institute website has a very good report that they've done recently that looks at all the pros and cons on that issue.
Thanks so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome.